All right, last week it was announced that Don Imus is coming back on the radio in December. What about TV, though? How about Rural America's Most Important Network? That's what something called RFD TV calls itself, and last month the New York Times reported that the I-Man's new TV show might actually be simulcast, his radio show, I guess, would be simulcast as a TV show on this thing called RFD TV. We hadn't really heard of this channel, but we've been doing some digging here. Take a listen.
I've fallen in love.
It's great. Take a listen.
This week in agribusiness, serving America's most essential industry.
And you're watching
FFA Today.
There you can see her horse starting to balk a little bit as she rides over to the barrels. Whoa, Raren, Aaron,
oh,
my
hang on to
goodness.
Something there.
Man, but see how she got her hands down? That kind of goodness.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Emery.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
All the way. We want to challenge you this weekend to take this analogy of the Cowboys to get girded up with God.
Yeah, and we're going to jump in.
Let's jump in. Let's go to Cowboy Church.
You bet.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
I can almost hear it now. It's a pairing made in heaven. Don Imus, Cowboy Church.
That could work out mighty fine.
Well, we've got Patrick Gosch here. He's the founder and president of RFD TV. Thanks for coming on the show.
Morning, folks.
Good morning. Can you tell us a little bit about RFD TV? Where do people get it, and kind of what's its purpose?
RFD TV is 7 years old now. We launched in December 2000. Launched initially on Dish Network in December 2000. DirecTV added the channel in March of 2002. And then since then, we've been adding a number of cable systems, especially in rural America, Mediacom, Suddenlink, Charter, and the NCTC, which is a cooperative of 1,000 rural systems. Have been carrying this programming now for about 4 years. So we're currently in about 30 million homes and real close to signing some deals with some major urban markets soon.
We just heard sort of an audio sampling of what you guys do, but what's your trademark program?
Well, we're really three or four networks rolled into one. About 20% of our programming is devoted to agriculture, 20% to people that love horses, equine programming. About 25% is rural lifestyle programming, and that's not farmers and ranchers. That's,
no, it's like quilting. There's a whole show about quilting in a day, which I would watch.
Yeah, it's for the folks. There's 27 million homes in rural America outside of urban areas, all these 1, 2, 5 acre places, small towns. So the programming's more targeted toward them. And then music and entertainment makes up about 25, 26% of our programming at this time, especially the classic country type shows. A lot of people are comparing us to the old Nashville network, and we're kind of proud of that comparison. Ralph Emery started a show on us last year that's proved to be very popular. Today we're announcing that Crook and Chase from Nashville Now is returning to RFD TV in January with an exclusive 1 hour weekly show that'll be a new production in Nashville. So,
what does RFD stand for?
Stands for Rural Free Delivery. It was 112 years ago that mail was first delivered to rural America, the first time that country and city were connected with communications. Everybody had an RFD address, RFD1 or RFD2, and that would be the only address where that one mail carrier would know where everybody lived and took the mail and picked up the mail from the country. So it stands for Rural Free Delivery. This is the first television network dedicated to connecting city and country folks.
You said that, I read that 22% of your audience is people that actually live in cities.
And that's growing every day. There's the folks in the city, we get two main comments. One, it's about time somebody paid attention to rural America. And number two is thanks for family-oriented programming. And a lot of folks, even in the city, either grew up on a farm or grandma and grandpa had a farm or their goal is to someday retire and return back to the country. So the programming connects with an awful lot of folks in the urban areas.
The New York Times reported, as we mentioned earlier in this segment, that you have been in talks with Don Imus to simulcast his show. Are you guys going to do a TV version of what he's doing on the radio?
All I can confirm confirm today, guys, is, yeah, we've had numerous discussions with Don and his folks, and hope to have an announcement real soon. We did a one-hour special this past summer on the ranch from New Mexico, aired it on in July and aired it in September.
And that's Don Imus's ranch, right?
On Don Imus's
Just
ranch.
Just for folks who don't know.
For cancer that he and Deidre and Wyatt and their family do. And it proved to be extremely popular. It showed a real sign of Don that I think some folks hadn't seen before. So, and I personally was out there and truly witnessed 10 lives being changed, 10 kids that came to the ranch as... with one attitude and left with a whole different attitude. It was quite a moving program. So
he's a guy who, of course, has gotten a lot of notoriety in the last year because of some comments he made about African American players on a college basketball team. Is that something that would give you concern about joining business with him?
I don't have anything new to add to that. I think, you know, 50 different people have weighed in on it. We got nothing to add to it. I know. You know, Don's apologized profusely. I know the teams accepted his apology, so that's good enough for us, and I think it should be for everybody else too, quite frankly.
So you don't have any second thoughts about you know?
I've got somewhat of an advantage, Luke and Allison, over, I think, everybody else. Like I said, I spent 10 days at the ranch this summer with the Imus family and got to see them when cameras aren't rolling or mics aren't in their face sat down to dinner with them several times, rode around the pickup with them. These are quality people. These are good, good people. And if we do sign a deal with Imus in the morning, we'll be proud to carry it.
All right. Patrick Gosch, founder and president of RFD-TV. You've got one fan of Cowboy Church here, and Allison likes the quilting, so good on you.
You ought to turn it on. It's.
Oh, I'm serious. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Patrick. Coming up on the BPP, what are we talking about?
Talk about a global warming conference. College kids trying to find the answers. Details next.